Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. The Nobel Prize is named after Alfred Nobel, who some say created the awards in response to a premature obituary that named him the Merchant of Death. He is the inventor of dynamite.
If his purpose was to elevate his name along with those awarded the prize, he's done it. Today, winning a Nobel is considered the pinnacle for intellectual achievement in one of six areas: physics, chemistry, physiology and medicine, literature, peace, and economics.
If Alfred Nobel himself were awarded, it would have been hard to choose one. He was a Swedish chemist, businessman, engineer, and inventor, born in 1833.
By age 16, he was fluent in five languages and began work on the highly explosive chemical nitroglycerin. The goal was to clear land for construction projects.
But unplanned explosions happened, and in one, his brother was killed, which convinced Alfred to make the chemical more stable. He accomplished this when he mixed it with a fine sand to create a paste-like compound he named dynamite.
The paste could be shaped into rods and fitted with blasting caps and fuses, which ended up transforming the construction industry and made Alfred wealthy.
But his dynamites and explosives also became weapons of war that killed millions. When Alfred died, he donated most of his fortune to establishing the Nobel Prizes. So we're grateful for this part of his legacy. It has inspired generations of great minds.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.